Patriarch Bartholomew was here addressing the Synod of Bishops, the first time that the head of another Christian church has had the opportunity to address a synod in this way. It's a very significant moment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the origin of this event is the personal invitation which Pope Benedict issued to the Patriarch when he was here earlier in the year. This is the third time that the Patriarch has come to Rome this year. So the Pope invited him, and I think it's important that listeners realize how important, in the Orthodox view, is the Synod of Bishops. For him, therefore, this is a significant invitation that he be asked to address a synod of Catholic bishops. It's the first time probably in history, as far as we know. And therefore, it is a significant event that puts one more solid block into this building of true full communion that we are seeking to restore. So it was a major event. The Patriarch was quite eloquent and deep in his meditation on the Word of God and its, not just its role, but its value, its core significance in the tradition of the East. And as our listeners will know, he quoted many of the Eastern Fathers who are, as Pope Benedict said at the end of the meeting, who are also our fathers. And if we have all these fathers in common, we are also brothers in Christ.
It was a very significant speech that he gave. It looked at the different ways of not just hearing the Word of God, but also seeing God talking through the beauty of icons and the wonder of creation. Do you think there's something here, perhaps, for the Synod Fathers to learn from, to reflect upon?
I think this is absolutely true. If you follow the Synod, you will realize that there is a call, especially on the part of the Pope, but also of many of the Synod Fathers, to move beyond a merely positivist scientific approach to the Bible, to the actual real meaning of the Bible, which is witness to God's mercy and to the incarnation of the Son of God. Now, this sense of the incarnation, the presence, the power of the resurrection in the Orthodox spirituality is very much alive. And it is something that we in our Western culture would need to strengthen. We are tempted always to reduce things to clear and distinct ideas in the Cartesian tradition. But there is a whole mystical, spiritual presence which is the most valuable thing that we have in our faith.
It was also significant that the Patriarch was here in Rome after having presided a week earlier at a meeting of almost all the heads of the Orthodox churches around the world. This is an important development, isn't it, for the ecumenical movement?
It is very important. The essential word, if you wish, of that meeting of all the heads of the Orthodox churches or their representatives was unity, the unity of the Orthodox world, which is threatened in many ways. Then it is very significant that their attention in considering that this is the year of St. Paul, their attention was focused also on mission and the mission to preach the gospel to all peoples. And this too is an area in which the Orthodox have much to contribute, and we in our dialogue with them can reach the point where we will have collaboration and not ever rivalry, which has been the ruin of missionary work down the centuries. So then the third point on which they concentrated was the question of the significance of the Christian faith for healing the world as the cosmos, healing the world as humanity that is suffering and at this point in time is finding it hard to see reasons for hope for the future. This approach, which is very much a part of the Orthodox tradition, the healing power of the Holy Spirit, is also for us a call to recognize that we too have this spirituality and that we should be much more conscious of it.
Amongst the leaders of the Orthodox churches gathered, there was the Russian Patriarch Alexei
yes.
II.
Yes.
The climate seems to be better now than ever before. Is this perhaps a sign that the longed-for visit of the Pope to Moscow is a greater possibility than ever before?
Well, there are two things here. First of all, it was important that the Patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church was present there, and there are many signs that the recent difficulties within Orthodoxy will find a good solution. It's important that a good solution be found also for the dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. Now, the possible visit of the Pope to Moscow has never been really a solid point of discussion. Everybody hopes for a meeting between the Pope and the Patriarch, but there has never been a point when it was said that this has to happen in Moscow. So, please God, someday, but where it really would not make much of a difference.
We are looking ahead also to November, the feast of St. Andrew, and
yes.
another meeting will take place
right.
again, another
right.
further contact.
Yes.
So what
yes.
do you hope will come out of that?
Well, every time we have these events, we also have in the background, if you wish, a discussion on our relationship and how it's moving along and the difficulties that keep coming up in a relationship between churches that are spread wide over wide parts of the world. So that all of these meetings are helpful in clarifying and also in consolidating and strengthening. When we talk about what is happening for good and what is happening sometimes because of difficulties, we are consolidating and strengthening our relationship, and this is what counts.